King of Righteousness. Isaiah 34. We're going to do verses 1 through 6. 1 through 6. Come near, you nations, to hear, and hearken, you people. Let the earth hear, and all that is therein, the world, and all the things that come forth of it. For the indignation of the Lord is upon all nations, and his fury upon all their armies. He has utterly destroyed them. He has delivered them to the slaughter. Their slain also shall be cast out, and their stink shall come up out of their carcasses, and their mountains shall be melted with their blood. And all the hosts of heaven shall be dissolved, and the heavens shall be rolled together, as a scroll, and all their hosts shall fall down, as the leaf falls off from the vine, and as a falling fig from the fig tree. For my sword shall be bathed in heaven. Behold, it shall come down upon Edomia and upon the people of my curse to judgment. The sword of the Lord is filled with blood. It is made fat with fatness, and with the blood of lambs and goats, and with the fat of the kidneys of rams. For the Lord has a sacrifice in Bozrah, and a great slaughter in the land of Edomia. As Jordan in modern days. The Lord has a great slaughter. This is in play and imminent. And Bozrah has a significance. It is a sheepfold. And it's tied into the Big Dipper, or the sheepfold and the stars in the heavens, is tied into the coming of what? Here it says right here. It is tied into the verse 8, which I have not yet. For it is the day of the Lord's vengeance and the year of recompense, the controversy of Zion. This is the day of the vengeance of our God. Now we're going to go to chapter 35. It goes on in detail about the condition of what happens to this land and the desolation. I'm going to go ahead and read it. And the streams thereof shall be turned into pitch, and the dust thereof into brimstone, and the land thereof shall become pitch. It shall not be quenched night nor day. The smoke thereof shall go up forever from generation to generation. It shall be waste. None shall ever pass through it forever and ever. But the cormorant and the bittern shall possess it, and the owl also, and the raven shall dwell in it. And he shall stretch out upon it the line of confusion and the stones of emptiness. And they shall call the nobles thereof to the kingdom. But none shall be there, and all her princes shall be nothing. And the thorns shall come up in her palaces, nettles and brambles in the fortresses thereof. And it shall be a habitation of dragons, and its court for owls. The wild beasts of the desert shall also meet with the wild beasts of the island, and the satyr shall cry to his fellow, and the screech owl shall rest thereof and find for herself a place of rest. There the great owl makes her nest, and lay and hatchet and gathered under her shadow. There shall the vultures also be gathered, every one with her mate. Seek you out of the book of the Lord. Okay. and read, "No one of these shall fail. None shall want her mate, for my mouth it has commanded, and his spirit has gathered them. And he has cast the lot for them, and his hand has divided it to them by line. They shall possess it forever, from generation to generation shall they dwell therein." Chapter 35. And this, chapter 34, is really about the tribulation and the judgments. And chapter 35 moves into the millennial kingdom, the wilderness and the salt that change the age. From desolation and wilderness into the wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the excellency of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. Strengthen you the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees, and say to them that are of a fearful heart, "Be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God, and a recompense. He will come and save you." This is a reflective verse, right? From chapter 34, 8. "For it is the day of the Lord's vengeance and the year of the Lord's recompenses for the controversy of Zion. And he shall come." And he shall come. God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. "Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then the lame shall leap as a hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert. And the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water in the habitation of dragons, where each lay shall be grass with reeds and rushes. And a highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. And the unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those the wayfaring men. Though fools shall not err therein, no lion shall be there, nor any raven." Nor any ravenous, I had to turn the page, ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there, and the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads, and they shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Even so, come, Lord, and lead us in your ways. Yeshua HaMashiach. The King is in the fields. The King is in the harvest. The King is coming. Prepare you the way. Repent and be baptized.